Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Hadi. Let's take a closer look at local REITs. Do you think that REITs are becoming popular again?
If you look back what happened in the market recently, there are a few events which cause investors to be cautious, and some might avoid few sectors which are highly uncertain. And we have seen the central banks across the globe has been cutting the interest rate, as well as the recent data from US which reported its lowest GDP growth in 2 years. So I think REITs will remain as investors' choice because investors are seeking for the absolute returns, and currently there is a lack of compelling alternative ideas, i.e. the low-risk investment that provide adequately high yields.
How are corporate earnings and DPUs been so far for some of the local REITs? Were they within expectations?
Based on our latest first Q16 numbers, the corporate earnings and DPU has been in line with our forecast. And typically, the earnings for the REITs has been consistent because tenants has been locked for a period of time. So we can expect the contribution to be fairly predictable every quarter. From the recent first quarter calendar year 16, the core net earnings for the sector has grew by 4%. That is fairly decent results, given that during the good times, the growth could range between 5 to 7%. And if I can give a bit more colours, Sunway REIT during the quarter reported the strongest growth, and that is 14% year-on-year. That is mainly coming from the contribution of the newly refurbished Sunway Putra Mall, and coupled with the improved performance of the hotel segment, which has partially offset the weakened performance of the office segment.
The retail segment of the Malaysian property market remains depressed from weak consumer sentiment. Do you see this affecting rental reversion and occupancy rates?
I think the depressed consumer sentiment would definitely give some downside to the property owner or to the mall operator, to be exact, as the tenants now are facing a challenging time to boost up the sales, and hence they tend to negotiate for a slower rental reversion. In the past, we have seen it is normal to report 15% rental reversion for 3 years leasing period. That is about 5% per annum. But we have gathered that recently, with the weakened consumer sentiment, some of the mall operators can no longer achieve that solid 5% rental reversion per annum. Even worse, some of them have to face a negative rental reversion in order to keep the occupancy high. So we can see that occupancy could remain high, but at the expense of rental reversion. I think the oversupply of mall will affect the rental reversion, because some of the mall operators actually being offering a competitive rate to the tenant. So if they have more options, then the bargain will be at the tenant side.
Looking now into the office segment, do you think there is an oversupply of office space with businesses now slowing down to expansion and delaying their investments?
For us, we have a stance that office segment has been facing oversupply issue for quite a number of years ago. And with more and more office building under construction at the moment, I think the oversupply issue is still far from over. And we will have a few mega projects that will come on stream, which could further dampen the oversupply issue, such as Menara PNB 188, and that will have 82 floors of office. We will also have Tun Razak Exchange, which is designed to be financial institution hub, and later Bukit Bintang City Centre, which will also have its own 80-storey signature tower. So with this scenario, there is no doubt the oversupply issue will continue to prolong, and this will result in the rental reversion for office segment to remain under pressure.
What's your outlook for the REIT sector moving into the second quarter? Do you see further catalysts that could boost this sector?
For retail REITs, I think second quarter tend to be seasonally cold one because there is no more massive promotion for year-end sales, for example, or there is no festive seasons during the quarter. But this year, it could be a different because Hari Raya will fall in early July. So consumer would do their pre-Raya shopping as early as June or even May. So that actually could help to boost up the sales. Same goes to the hotel REITs. I think the demand is not expected to be so encouraging in the second quarter, plus the fasting month is coming soon. While for office REITs, we don't see much changes.
Distributions for local REITs last year for the 16 listed REITs rose 4% year-on-year. How do you think DPUs of these players will hold up against some of the headwinds that you see coming?
I personally think that at least it can just stay. At worst, that will just stay. It won't go down because every quarter we can see that there is improvement in net profit, and that improvement is on the back of higher rental rates for the new and renewed leases, for example, and that will be translated into DPU. So we should expect some growth for the DPU moving forward. At least it will stay if the company is to be conservative enough in their spending or distribution.
Any stock picks or REITs that you think investors should take a closer look at?
I think investors should look at the REITs which has already a quality asset that is tenanted by the quality tenants, and also assets belong to its sponsor which has potential for future acquisition. For UOB Kay Hian, we have a buy call on IGB REITs, primarily because we believe it has the lowest earning risk as compared to its peers. Its retail sales grew 8% last year. That is commendable as compared to the other malls, which the growth is only about 1 to 2% year-on-year. And also, what we like is that the sponsor, IGB Corp, is currently developing Mid Valley South Key in Johor. The same concept that what they have in Kuala Lumpur, Mid Valley KL, they will implement in Johor. So that is expected to be completed in 2018, and eventually it will be injected to the REIT.
Thank you. That was Abdul Hadi Manaf, equity analyst at UOB Kay Hian, Malaysia. And now Melissa is standing by to speak to Dodge Dolan, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer at London Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, the catcher, number two. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.